Thank you, folks. Let's see here. I don't know what to do. We wanted to do a couple of the numbers off this album, but I forget them sometimes, you know, and I can't remember the words like I did this one. What? Oh, my. That's another one I haven't done for so long. I probably forget it. J.D. Jones. I may remember J.D. Jones. You from Detroit? We'll do this especially for all the folks from Detroit. This is a little story about a fellow that went up to Detroit and got a job, and he got laid off because of, you know, a big machine took his place. So it's a little story. We'll sing it for you. Well, J.D. Jones was a 2-9 maker in a Northeast Detroit plant. No matter how hard, no matter what the job, you never hear him say again. Until his boss came to him one Friday with his left slip and regret. Said, you've been replaced by a highly technical 3-foot-2, and I said. South for 500 miles, had an idea what to do. He had an uncle in North Carolina and living running Mountain Dew. Said, J.D., you can come on in, but you know your chances are risky. Running these hills with your tanks all filled with non-taxed mountain whiskey. He's making trips alone, and the uncle could feel he made a good deal in hiring old J.D. Jones. While the law was a coming, J.D. never would stop, and you know he never even slowed. He'd hit that bank, shaking his tanks, and running that moonshine low. This is a going strong, and from what they tell, everything is well within your life of J.D. Jones. With the uncle buying and J.D. supplying, the fold never did subside. Cause J.D. Jones, bless his bones, he gets us well supplied. Call J.D. Jones, bless his bones, he gets us well supplied. Boy, I'll tell you, just about couldn't get all those words in there. I forgot how hard that was to sing. Let's see here. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We're going to leave you the little tune here that we recorded a long time ago. Back, a good friend of mine, Ola Bell Reed, wrote this song. And there you go. And she lives up around Rising Sun, Maryland. That's where Ola Bell lives. And she's not in too good a shape these days, but I'd like to go up and see her sometime. She writes a lot of good numbers, you know, a lot of good songs.